All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, I have taken up a new career. Sorry to have you find out this way. I'm a bail bondsman now.
Huh. You sure about that, bud?
I think I have the skill set.
Okay.
I'm not basing that on anything.
No. And I think that's about how much thought a lot of bail bondsmen put into this.
Man,
I knew we shouldn't have done that episode where we talked about Soldier of Fortune stuff. I'm really worried about you, Gary.
I'll be okay. And if not, I'll leave a horrible corpse. I'm going to leave a not good looking corpse.
Yeah.
A lot of holes that didn't have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is I don't know if you know this, but once you become a bail bondsman, you can look up bounties.
Okay.
You know?
Kind of crime computer?
I've got a crime computer.
Oh, well, that's more efficient. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a propane maniac. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the different bounties here, and okay. I figured I would send my bounty hunter here, Doggo, the bounty hunter, and I've associated each one with a game. It's kind of like a parting gift before I quit the podcasting business to become a full-time bail bondsman.
To become a human hunter.
To become a hunter of humans. Morals aside, I hunt humans. They are the mm-hmm. most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Making the abject suffering games less dangerous by comparison.
Yes. Okay. Well, do your magic, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Here's the beautiful part: is I just have to hire the guy.
Oh, okay.
The interviews are awkward. I don't have a lot in common with these guys.
No.
my urge to make them laugh does not work.
No.
I'm
really excited to possibly learn a lot of new slurs.
I have learned so many slurs, even ones for people that you didn't think there were slurs for.
Yeah.
You know, it turns out, according to my employees, there are slurs for every race. I had no clue.
Yeah.
You can just take like a food and then add N-word at the end of it is what they do a lot of the time.
It's unacceptable, really.
Yeah. Like there's a Swedish guy who's on the thing and they called him a Lingonberry and then N-word. And I was like, what? Colorful language. And they do not think I'm cute. Like I keep like going, oh, that's funny. And then they just look at me like that's the wrong response.
No.
I
need you to reconsider this, Gary.
It's we'll see how this one goes.
Okay.
All right. So whenever Doggo gets back, we're going to see which game is associated. Okay. Well, here he comes. Oh, there's that smell.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Oh, no, I'm not. Sorry, sir. You're not your buddy. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah. Sorry. Please, God, don't hurt me.
No. Okay. Here's your payment, sir. Please leave me alone. Okay, let me check the certificate that he brought in.
I am so fucking scared, Gary.
I hate it. Why did I? This sucks.
Yeah.
What a dumb idea.
I need
to stop doing things that come to me in dreams.
It's like when Tim fell in with the Nazis in Jackson Hole. He didn't realize.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
All right, let me see which associated here. Looks like they caught this person who, you know, I'm not going to get justice. Fuck.
No. Nope.
This is against all of my politics. Oh, the game is associated with Virtuoso.
Oh. What?
Yeah, that's not a game.
This could be like 15 different games that were advertised on GamePro in 1995.
It ends up being pretty funny looking.
Yeah.
But you'll see, it's a weird episode.
Yeah.
We haven't recorded it yet.
we're gonna make it weird on purpose.
My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where all of us at Duckfeed would like to wish you a Merry Toyota-thon to those who celebrate.
Happy Honda days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this week we're talking about a 3DO game called Virtuoso, put into the randomization machine by Trent, who says, the kid across the street had a 3DO when I was young, and Virtuoso was the only game he had for it.
Oh, incredible.
Because the console was so damn expensive. I don't even remember the kid's name, but I definitely remember that rad 90s rocker from Virtuoso.
Yeah. So this is this is worth looking at. This is going to be a challenge to podcast about, but I implore you to watch a long play of this.
Yeah. It's hard to know where to start. As it is on the 3DO, kind of meant to be a multimedia experience. And this is a shooter. It is a third-person shooter by virtue of the fact that instead of having a gun blocking most of your screen from the bottom, you have the back of this guy's head.
The reason why it is a multimedia experience is because British studio Motive Time said that gaming
Hello, humans.
I love Motive Time. Like when I do anything, it's Motive Time.
Yeah.
The gaming and music industries, which the company believed were on rapidly converging paths, needed to come together. So this is a real, this is the version of, you know, soon you'll have movies at home, like games that have movies. This is like you'll have games that are like albums.
Yes.
You know, and albums are becoming like games. Like this is where you have like Billy Idol's, you know, Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever, like, you know, digital jizz.
The era of the interactive multimedia CD-ROM experience would like come on. I mean, like this was a thing for like a while too.
Yeah,
like I think the 2002 Foo Fighters album One by One had something like that. So like it wasn't just like of the purview of the midnight of like the 90s.
Good,
right?
Good artists did it as well. Like there was like some early stuff that did it. Devo did it. You know, like it was a thing that respectable artist did.
Yeah.
You know, at the time. Brian Eno did tons of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like half of Brian Eno's 90s output was just like an unplayable Encarta. but instead of being like a fake movie thing, this is a third person shoot, like a very stiff third person shooter that takes place in a rock and roll realm where you're the back of Dog the Bounty Hunter and you shoot a lot of like skeleton realm guys.
Skeleton realms
on motorcycles.
Yeah, RoboCop mechs. You see a lot of those different animals. I only like played the Mars level a little bit. I think there are four different stages. There's Haunted House, there's Mars, and then there's Marine.
the different thing. The ice level is my favorite, where you're going down hallways of a snow maze and skeletons come ripping across on motorcycles at you and you have to hug the wall. And the other enemy in that are gigantic balls of snow that have rolled down from somewhere. Those are the two things you fight. You go around and you pick up, like, you blast assets as well.
Yeah.
They're just like spinning, you know, Sonic
Sonic 3D and Knuckles.
Yeah.
Or Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Bonus level balls. Yeah.
And the interface to this, I have a long play up in the background, is really beautiful, where there's like a radar, there's a health meter, you have a symbol for a key, a single symbol for a nuclear blast, and this version of the Virtuoso has 5 onks.
I think onks represent your extra lives. There's that also the radar, the soliton radar on this, which I cannot imagine being less useful.
No, it kind of tells you where enemies are in relation to you in the room you're in. There's also a map you can go into, which is useful because these are all mazes.
Yeah.
For a 3DO thing, this is more game-like than a lot of things 3DO does.
Yeah, it is not not Wacky World of Miniature Golf, bad QTEs, right?
Yeah. But it's pretty rough.
Very rough. I found that there was a lot of just mandatory damage.
Yes.
Like things that I could not shoot would just walk up to me and then melt my health down.
The weird trick to this, according to this Let's Play I'm watching, is to always shuffle with your back to the wall.
Yeah, you kind of solid snake, like wall cling.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, there's a stealth system. That can't be okay. Yeah. Most of the enemies are also just like your height. But in this video I'm watching, he just went to a room with little frogs. I'm trying to imagine shooting those in this engine and just like losing my mind.
Yeah.
Brutal stuff. But in terms of just like a classics, any 15 seconds of this is classics of game.
Yes. I am in the Marine level watching him. I just blast some skeletons from around corners.
It's real good. Like that stuff is real good. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
But generally bad.
No, it's a terrible experience. So do you want me to read you the story from the manual?
Yeah, yeah.
As the screams and applause.
It's motive time. I do want that.
I do want the motive. As the screams and applause still echo and reverberate inside your head, the awful irony of your successful lifestyle dawns on you as you relax in the confines of yet another hotel room. You are once again locked in. Confined by the hordes of adoring fans desperate to touch the greatest musical talent of all time. Gary, music is your life, but it's also your jailer.
Oh, shit.
Mobbed everywhere you go, only the strange-looking apparatus that sits before you can offer the escape you desperately need. Placing the peculiar helmet on your head, you turn on the machine. The lights dim. The headphones inside the helmet crackle into life. Lowering the visor, you sit back in the chair, preparing to leave this world and travel into the world of virtual reality. Welcome to the world of imagination, a world of limitless possibilities, a world so lifelike, it's virtually real, a world called Virtuoso.
Your character in this is named Ty Died, but Ty is spelled like food. And the band, the music in this is credited to Tie-Dyed Suicide.
Would you be surprised that the last line on the credits page is Tie-Dyed Suicide are yet as yet unsigned?
No. I didn't see that. It's really great.
Yeah.
It was hard to find. It took some Googling to figure out who did the music for this. The other thing that, you know, that makes this a classical game thing is that there are pop songs you've never heard. Mm-hmm. These are like rock and roll songs with lyrics are the only background sounds.
Yes.
During this, which is why in Japanese, this was called, what is it? Rock and roll shooting. Virtuoso rock and roll shooting, which okay. I find pretty charming. Yep.
That is very charming. Do you want me to tell you about the band, Gary?
Yeah, tell me about Tie-Dyed Suicide.
The band emerged in 1992 from a string of local talent, battling against several lineup changes. They eventually settled on a group of four, combining a mixed bag of influences. This culmination of taste led to an original-sounding new style, which has gathered them a loyal following.
Mm-hmm. The kind of following gets them 18,000 views on YouTube for this song.
Yeah. Known for Virtuoso. I really need to know about this. They've got an article in something called The Obscuratory. The dead end of the rock star fantasy. There's a line from The Simpsons that I think about all the time because I'm a character, but in the Homer Palooza episode, when Homer's about to go on stage and the promoter introduces him as somebody who embodies everything about rock and roll except the music. Just like the appearance of this guy, the appearance of this main character, this Dog the Bounty Hunter alike in his leathers is mystifying to me.
Well, it's Ninja Turtles. It's executives being like, what do the kids like? Ninja Turtles like pizza and skateboards. Like, what's rock and roll about? I don't know. You got to have leather jackets. It's an attitude, you know?
Yeah.
Rockers got to have ripped jeans. You can't have she frou-frou jeans. You're going to be a rocker.
Somebody described like Robert Halford to them.
Yes.
And just go with that.
Their image was frozen. Twisted Sister, and it just kind of ended.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And that's just it. Yeah. But like this guy doesn't do any rocking. He just shoots assets.
That Obscuratory video game blog has the line, as music journalists have noted, the idea of rock is aging and fallen out of relevance.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't like hard rock bands the same way, this kind of archetype.
Mm-hmm.
Not cool. Also genres fake. Like plenty of things rock. Mm-hmm. Like there's an entire metal that is basically a lot of this genre and sounds.
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah. It's just every, you know, like the, what we don't have is a monoculture anymore because top 40 radio, you know, stopped being the main concern that people have. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I have two digressionary things.
Okay.
That I think are interesting. Mm-hmm. Did you find any game facts things or anything that are worth?
Not really. It's people bagging on this. There was one. There was one of these that I think had a good little bit. No. It was from last week. Sorry. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? So this is. I'm not going to be on this for a whole long time. So nobody roll their eyes.
All right.
Did I tell you I watched an episode of Gordon Ramsay's Top Secret or whatever? Secret Service, the one where he has the battle van.
He has the makeup van. He has the Carl Havoc van. Yeah.
Well, he has the Carl Havoc truck in 24 Hours to Hell and Back. In this one, he has a spy van. This is the show where he breaks into a place at night.
Oh, he has Terminator vision. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got Terminator vision and stuff. He has an insider and stuff. Mm-hmm. Watch the whole episode of that.
Okay.
It was basically what you expected. You know, he brings in the experts from the lab to do tests and everything. Mm-hmm. Pretty funny. Something really blindsided me and Liv, though.
Okay.
This was a Greek restaurant. The dad needed to let go of control and let his son actually run the restaurant. You know, update things, of course. To repair their relationship in this show, and I've scrubbed around other episodes. I'm not going to spend my limited time on Earth really watching the show. I just wanted to watch one.
Uh-huh.
They all have a moment where Gordon Ramsay takes them out on like a play date. And in this one, he took them out fishing.
Okay.
A father and son, and watches them have a heart to heart. Like one of the things he does in this as part of his arsenal.
He's the parent hitch.
Yeah. Is to come be a parent hitch, to come and repair these relationships through wholesome activities, like go have a catch.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just adding that to the Gordon Ramsay weirdness that I have in my head. In addition to all of the disguises and how much he loves to drive, how much he thinks a cop car is cool, all of this stuff. He also likes to go out with people and watch them hug and talk about how much they love each other while he's fishing next to them. It's one of the most awkwardly staged thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. And like, you just get the sense that there's a producer just off camera, like giving them directions as to what they should say.
Hug. Hug.
They've got wires connected to their arms so they can be yanked to like marionettes into hugging.
Hug harder.
Yeah. How much disguise work was done in this?
No, very little disguise work. He sends two other chefs because they would know him to be spies, and so he can yell at them not to eat the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this place was pretty gross. A bunch of rats, and they used a big bandsaw that like never been cleaned for meat.
Oh no!
Yeah, it was really disgusting.
Yeah,
it was gross.
That's not a food grade saw.
No, they're called saws all, but you don't have to take it literally.
Uh huh.
Like they can saw some.
Saw some.
So that was amazing to me. Like just watching him repair the relationship.
You really have to love just like how bored he is of food.
Right? He's moved on to spies and stuff. Yeah, that's true. He's moved on to spy kits and disguises and stuff. He's living his child life.
He is. Yeah.
You know, it's all like, a 70s idea of like a kid, you know, little bastard disguise kit.
Uh-huh.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the disguise kit that Hank uses to become Russian Gayovich.
I have not. It's been a while since I've seen a cooking show. I've not been in a hospital.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
The
me and Liv will watch a lot of cooking YouTube stuff when we're just YouTubing around, because it's an intersection of our interests.
Yes.
You know, and it's not all dire. It's not all Gordon Ramsay cast off shows and stuff. I just saw the trailer, thought it was really funny and needed to satisfy my curiosity.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
The other thing I've been saving this for a long time. I forgot I was saving it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you an Indeed job listing or an idealist.org job listing that my friend who's looking for work in the nonprofit industry got headhunted for.
Okay.
And like I said, I've been sitting on this for a while. It's pretty weird. So I figured we might be able to dine on this for a little bit.
So before we do this, Gary, for the audience, what is Idealist?
I don't know. Okay. I assume it is a nonprofit job aggregator.
Yeah, that appears to be what it is. Since 1995, Idealist has been connecting good people with opportunities to do good.
Yeah, we'll see what they consider to be good.
Yeah, we'll see how they what they consider. Yeah. I'm not liking the title of this listing very much, Gary.
It's not great. It rings off alarm bells.
You know? Yeah. Black and white matchmaker.
Yeah.
And ghastly. Yeah, I'm not feeling great, Gary.
there's a real that can't be what this is.
Uh huh.
But it is. It's exactly what it sounds like.
This is a cross nations revival ministry, and I really need them to dive into the word nations for me.
Yeah. Real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the description, we are a cross nations revival ministry. We revive people's lives physically and spiritually. God is good and want his people to happy and free in all areas of life. And that's why he created Adam and Eve to have a family. We're looking for an organization or individual, professional and experienced, to make international marriage matches. The reason why our ministry has decided this, many believers, most women above 35 years, have requested for international matches. If you're out there and you can help on God people to their partner.
Okay.
You get $100 a match. I don't think I included the pay part. It's a bounty.
It's a contract position and you can do it from anywhere, which I like.
Yeah.
I like that whatever industry this is has not fallen for the return to the office craze.
No, certainly not. Benefits. He or she will earning good money and fame around the world. Okay. So you also get fame.
Right.
You don't get per bounty. It's $100 to $200 per month.
Oh, okay. So this is beer money.
This is beer money you get basically for setting up people from disadvantaged countries for what's probably some kind of
I'm feeling some human trafficking vibes off of this.
Chattel something.
Yeah.
Like not necessarily slavery, but the chattel prefix would be used for this.
Yeah.
Chattel marriages, chattel.
Okay. Yeah. So this is, all right. I did a search for this organization. There might actually be something really horrible about this, specifically because, this is a church out of Uganda.
Ah.
That is headed by Apostle, Philip Kayanja Mwesigwa, who was born in 1995 and raised in polygamy family. Do you know what's going on in Uganda, Gary?
Not really. I'm on a project to not know news anymore.
Okay. In Uganda, Uganda's kind of this weird little test bed. It's like a petri dish for all of the most homophobic churches and policymakers to go and make into policy in the nation that basically anything queer, anything LGBT, et cetera, should be punishable by death. It is one of the most repressive, specifically religiously, places in the world where American evangelicals are exporting, and you will hear about these fucking monsters here in the States who, I did missionary work in Uganda. They were doing this shit.
How can that be true if they're making black and white match Adam and Eve good family God?
I don't know. I think that the very much implied in this for the good family God, and especially in the, what is it? God give us gift of family. I think that that is very much in line with a traditional idea of the family.
I was joking. I can't imagine that you can go on here and be like, I'm a lady and we're like a lady.
Yeah.
It's a black and white matchmaker, Adam and Eve family God.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to downplay that homophobia and stuff like that. This feels weird to me on levels other than just being oh, yeah, homophobic. Yeah.
I just want to give a little bit of background here, that this is possibly, in addition to maybe being some crimes against humanity, also has a background. There's background context on this being even worse than we think, probably.
I don't think the slavery would be better if it was queer inclusive.
They'll
actually sell you a wife if you're a lady to owner. And one of you will be black and one of you will be white. That's the important part. But it doesn't matter if you're gay. Like, I don't think that matters.
Not at all. Yeah. I just wanted to, like, the fact that something like this is coming out of Uganda is not very surprising to
me. And suffice it to say, my friend is not pursuing this job.
No. So they had a recruiter reach out to them.
Yes. Probably with this listing.
What's their profile say that maybe got them there?
Mostly about enjoying chattel things,
like, yeah,
just
yeah.
generally, and not liking gay people.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Well,
and tags Uganda.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know, that's obviously not true. I think it was just like a shotgun approach.
Yeah. I think that they were just looking for anybody. Huh. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Can you imagine what this job would actually entail? Like remotely?
I have no idea. What are you doing? Like probably it's like a lot of like Facebook ads.
Yeah, maybe putting up ads.
Yeah.
You know, or just messaging people and being like, hey, do you want a wife from Bulgaria? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of like, it's probably a lot of ads. It's probably a lot of literal message board trawling too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, in 2001, God called him in a night vision. He said, I am God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
I like the idea of God of a night vision. Our Lord Sam Fisher.
Literally the Trinity on his little goggles on the helmet. Yeah. Yeah.
The right, the left, and the Holy Spirit.
For the IR.
Yeah. I imagine night vision is among God's powers.
It probably fits in with the omniscient part of it. Part of it, of the powers. Yeah,
omniscient's got night vision.
Yeah, omniscient. Yeah. Omniscient don't know no time is the thing. Yeah. 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 I'm gonna get off of this page because it's really unsettling to me.
No, it's not good.
No.
So
I didn't mean to take your thing and make it depressing.
No, it's fine.
More depressing than it already is.
Jump on that like it was a grenade. Like, oh, I heard Uganda. Uh-huh. Uganda is a word for me that like that was you acting like an old Ultima NPC who had heard a keyword. Like that was Final Fantasy 2 coded of you. I gotta say,
just straight reacting to stimulus. I saw Uganda. I saw Ministry, and I was
here's the thing I know about Uganda that I'm mad about. I've got to say it out loud, or I won't be able to go to sleep tonight. This is all love in the world. Touch grass. I know you do. I'm teasing you for podcast purposes.
Yeah, for podcast reasons. Yeah. Well, I mean, moral things aside, I definitely would. I would want to know, like, respond to this and see. I'm not going to do it because I don't want anything to do with these people. But also, I kind of need to know what that work actually entails.
What if they convinced you? Mm-hmm. You don't want that. What if they were like, hey, this is what we want to do. Good Adam and Eve, family couple. Yeah. And you were just like, you know what? Family couple, got good Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. You know, and it just kind of worked. We haven't heard their side. Obviously, fuck these people. the other thing we haven't said yet is it's also probably a scam.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, you probably sign up for this and you do not get $100 to $200 a week for remote work.
Yeah.
Instead of black and white matchmaker. Like you probably just lose your identity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that's nothing to do with because it's from any particular area. It's because it's a poorly written job listing.
Yeah.
That's very vague and doesn't sound like a real thing.
Yeah. This can literally come from anywhere. I am terrified trying to find a job, Gary. I wake up in cold sweats about that. Just how much scam shit happens, like AI scam shit on job boards now.
I've thought about that a lot. I think that what I would have to do. Right. Mm-hmm. So like Duckfeed dies. I can't parlay my talents into something else.
Right.
Like, but in the similar sector, right? Like I don't start a YouTube channel or whatever. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work. I try to, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Me and Liv sell the house.
Mm-hmm.
We move somewhere very cheap. And I don't mean United States cheap. I mean like Malaysia, right? Like we move to South Korea. We move somewhere very cheap.
Oh, Gary, South Korea is so fucking expensive.
I've looked into it. It's not that bad.
Have you?
The food is nothing. Like there's some things are very expensive. Buying a house, like it'll be out of the mm-hmm. crazy, but like a modest apartment we could tolerate, not so bad.
Okay.
I've looked into it. Okay. You know, there are places friendlier to expats as well.
Yes.
But you know, they're various, but we go somewhere very cheap. And instead of looking for a job I would like, I would just try to find something I can tolerate where I could just go in and get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd have to work at like a Starbucks or a Target or some shit.
Yeah.
To avoid just the push and pull of going through fake ads and getting catfished over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I could handle it.
No. Like looking for jobs people actually want, like that is where that energy comes in. And I,
Yeah, this like cannot handle it. Everybody knows what we think about this. This isn't revealing or anything. I hate how nobody likes the AI thing, but it's just we have to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick of typing minus AI on my Google searches.
Uh-huh.
There's no way to default that. Like,
nope.
I need a macro that just replaces period.
Yeah.
You know, with minus AI.
With minus AI, yeah. No,
like, nobody likes it. I never met anyone who's like into that.
It's real big. AstroTurf energy. It literally is because there are they've got no other ideas. Tech has literally nothing else. This needs to work, and all of that venture capital needs some place to go.
Yeah. Yeah. We reached the limit on everything else. Everything's about as good as it's going to get tech wise.
Yep.
Everything else is subtractive. Mm-hmm. So if this isn't it, nothing will be it.
Yeah. You know? No, it's in fucking everything. Like I, you know, just picked tools to run the network stuff, right? Notion, right? Mm-hmm. I like Notion as like a project management kind of thing. You can make it do what you want. It's good. They have gone so all in on AI and I loathe it. It is just write this outline for me, brainstorm these ideas, summarize this text. Like all of what to me is the interesting stuff of work is being slopped out.
Yeah. Ugh. Sucks.
Hate it.
Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho,
we made it nice and depressing, just like you like.
just like you like it, baby. What can people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and you can kick us some money. Keep us off the job market, please.
Please.
And you get stuff. It's not just us asking for money. There's tons of bonus content. I think some of our best work, you know. Has been in that bonus content. It's all there for the taking.
Yeah. We would really, and it helps us continue to do our things. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. We think we do good work. And if you think that, which you probably do if you're listening, we appreciate you.
We do.
You can also leave us ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. Tell your friends. You know, that also helps people learn about the show. And do that. Here's something that I got reminded of on the Slack. Recently, we have charity bundles that have exclusive episodes of our shows.
Yes.
We never talk about them.
Nope.
It's been years, but somebody reminded me of the Diggity Duck bundle, which we did in 2016. And that's where shit like the adaptation decay on the Dungeons and Dragons cartoon lives.
Yeah. Wild.
Right? That's weird. Uh-huh. That's an important thing. That's where the Watch Out for Fireballs on Pac-Man 2 lives. You can find that stuff. And it's for charity. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go to our site and look. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd appreciate it. And until next time, what should they do?
Join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. And also, remember, this has been Abject Suffering, where one must imagine Pac-Man happy.